short show. I don't have that much time to prepare. I want to go over just a little bit the 18 brachos of Birchos HaShachar. So we have a tradition. We have a tradition that there are... Oh, Mark is here. Look at that.
I just saw it.
We have a Shiva Rabbi Posna. We have a Shiva Rabbi Posna. We used to have a Shiva Rabbi Posna and then Hilch Antila, but it turned into an extension of the Kollel. Most of our Posna people, they dropped out. You'll see Yankee should be coming on. Yankee Ziegelbaum. All right, well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Any event, okay.
This
is on Bedford and Avenue I. On Bedford and Avenue I, there's a very popular shul. Mayor Appeldorf Davin's there. Yankee Ziegelbaum, he is the head of the shul, and he's my neighbor. And he is.
Oh, I think I know Yankee.
Yeah, he should be coming on here in a second.
Okay. Is he the contractor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's start. Because we only have a short time. We're only going for a short time tonight. Okay.
A sitter?
Yeah, that would be good. If you had a sitter, that would be very good. If you had a sitter, that would be very helpful. I want to do something very technical tonight. And the truth is, I didn't prepare. I did prepare, but I didn't adequately prepare what I want to go through. The basic idea I want to go through tonight is discuss the 18 blessings of Birchos HaShachar. Every single day, we make 18 blessings. Now, that's the tradition. The tradition is there are 18 blessings of Hoidah that we give to Hashem for the basic things that He has given us. 18 blessings. Question number one is why? Why did Chazal want us to make 18 blessings? Where does this come from? So there are some basic reasons. Number one is we have a principle that it is forbidden for a person to derive benefit from this world unless he makes a bracha. LaHashem ha'aretz umulaya. There are two psukim in the Torah. One pasuk is that the Hashem is the entire world, and another pasuk says, Shamayim LaHashem v'ha'aretz nosan livnei adam. The earth was given to man as a gift. Yet it says that LaHashem ha'aretz umulaya. The earth is the property of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the question is, what is it? Does it belong to Hashem or does it belong to us? And the answer Chazal give is that before we make a bracha, it belongs to Hashem. After we make a bracha, it belongs to us. Okay, so that is the general rule. Now, with that, so therefore, we usually apply that only when it comes to food. When it comes to eating a food, then we make a bracha. And you're not allowed to derive benefit unless you make a bracha. But the truth is, it doesn't only apply to food. It applies to every single thing that we derive benefit from this world. When we step on the earth and we don't sink into the water, that's also a benefit for which we have to thank Hashem. When we put on our shoes, when we put on our hat, when we put on a belt, these are also benefits that we have an obligation to thank Hashem. Just like we have to make a bracha, it is forbidden to derive benefit from this world unless we to eat food. We're not permitted to eat food unless we first make a bracha, because everything belongs to Hashem. We have to get permission to eat, and the way we get permission to eat is by making a bracha. Likewise, it's not just for food, it's for everything. We need to first make a bracha before we derive benefit, which includes all of the basic things that exist in this world. And Chazal have enumerated 18 things. Now, the number 18 is not an easy number to come by. It's a little bit confusing. I'm going to try to go through the number in one moment, what the number 18 is. And then I want to suggest to you a very big chiddush, which I don't have the entire thing worked out, and I was hoping that you could help me finish off the vart. But, Before we get there, this is a magic number. The number of 18. But the what? So that's the most basic reason why we make these blessings. Because when we wake up in the morning, we are not allowed to derive benefit from this world until we first thank Hashem. There is another reason why Chazal told us to make these blessings, simply because it's very relevant for us today. It's in fact one of the first things that many Rabbanim said when this virus broke forth. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach Kim Liyire Oisai. It says in the pasuk, what does Hashem want from you? Hashem wants Yira Shemayim. Okay, this is a very basic principle. This is not a segula. This is not smearing charoses on your doorpost or anything like that. This is a very basic elementary principle. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Okay, you don't have to go to any medrash. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach. And Chazal Darshan, Chazal make a drasha, Al Tikre Mo Elo Me'a, 100. Hashem wants us to make every single day 100 blessings. And by making 100 blessings, we'll come to acknowledge His existence and we will come to fear Him. So, how do you get to 100 blessings? It's not so easy. If you're going to daven three times a day, Shemayin Esrei, and you're gonna eat, you're gonna have a meal here and there, and go to the Beis Hakisa, you're still not gonna make it to the 100 blessings. In order to be mashlim the 100 blessings, Chazal gave us Birchos Hashachar. When you wake up in the morning, they gave for us more blessings to make in order to reach that number, that magic number, which they felt is essential to come to recognize Hashem. I told you once, it was a long time ago, I don't know if it's any true anymore, but about, I would say, 2 years ago, there was a study made. People, college students had nothing better to do. They watched people, they followed people around the entire day, and they discovered that people check their smartphones and on an average of 100 times a day. And they were describing the addiction. People are so addicted to their smartphones, they literally, the average, they check their smartphones 100 times a day. I think by now, it's more like 500 times a day. But it used to be 100 times a day, and they said, people are addicted. And it's shocking what they said, at least then, 2 years ago, because Chazal were way ahead of them. Chazal said, well, the Torah was, Chazal wanted us to be addicted to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem wanted us to check in with Him 100 times a day. So by making 100 blessings a day, you're basically checking in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will keep you straight. That will keep you in tune with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we hunt out. In order to reach the 100 brachas, the Chazal, they added, they appended, they invented another couple of blessings. They added more blessings in order that we should be able to reach the requisite of 100 blessings by eating the Birchos HaShachar. Now, what are these 18 blessings? So if you look at the Siddur, I'm going to count. We're going to start with Asher Nosan Lasech Vivina Lahavchin Ben Yom Ben Loila. That's number one. Then Ishloya Sanigoi. Okay, we go through, so if you count very carefully, there are exactly 15 blessings. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And then comes the last blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Melecholam HaMavir Sheinah Meinoi Ustuma Me'af Apoi. Now, that takes us to number 15. Now, the truth is, I'm assuming, okay, this is number 15. This bracha begins with the baruch and ends with the baruch. Now, I'm assuming we're only counting this as one. I'm not clear on how we get the number 18. There seems to be a little complicated how we get the number 18. Because if we assume this last bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Melecholam HaMavir Sheinah Meinoi Ustuma Me'af Apoi, then we go into the Yehi Ratzon, is that called one blessing or is that called two blessings? So let's assume for now, for the sake of simplicity, that it's two blessings. Okay, two blessings. Because mitzad echad, we'll keep it open. We'll keep the question open. Is this called one bracha, two brachas? Pashtus is it's one bracha. Let's assume that it's one bracha. Because Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Olam HaMavir Shinah Meinoi Ustuma Me'af Apoi. And we conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem HaGomel Chasodim Toivim Li'amo Yisrael. It's a bracha arucha. Okay, it's one bracha. Let's assume it's one bracha. So that means from the beginning of Hanoisin Lasech Levina Lahavchin Ben Yoim Uvein Loila, it is all the way until we get to the end. It is 15 blessings. Like in Shacharis, when the Shliach Tzibur gets up to say 15 blessings. Now, where do we get the additional three blessings? So this is not so simple. It's not so simple because we have a lot more blessings. We have the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. We have the bracha of Asher Yotzar. And the bracha of Elokai Neshama. And the three blessings of Birchos HaTorah. So where do you want to get three? For some reason, there is a need. I don't know why, but somehow there is a tradition of 18. You want to have 18 brachas. 18 is a very nice number, because 18 is chai, and 18 also, there are supposedly 18 brachas in the Shemona Esrei. I mean, it's got to be called Shemona Esrei, because they're 18, right? Right? Doesn't that have to be a reality? We call the Shemona Esrei, Shemona Esrei. What does Shemona Esrei mean in English? 18. The problem is, there is not even one Shemona Esrei the entire year that we pray that has 18 blessings. Not even one. Three times a day, we daven 19 blessings apiece. On Shabbos, we pray 7 blessings. On Rosh Hashanah, Musaf has 9 blessings. If we would follow the rules of Masech the Tainis, if there was a Tainis of Geshamim, we would have 24 blessings. So what in the world does it mean there are 18 blessings in the Shemona Esrei? Mark, is that a good question? Where do you get 18 blessings in the Shemona Esrei when there's 19, 7, 9, or 24? So obviously the real answer is that originally there were 18 blessings. But you should know that's not so simple either. According to the Yerushalmi, originally there were 17 blessings. And then they broke up the bracha of Vili Rishalayim, and the bracha of Es Tzemach David was originally one bracha, and they broke that into two. And that made it into 18. But before that happened, they also added the bracha of V'lamal Lashinim. So V'lamal Lashinim was added later on. So if originally we had 18 blessings, and the bracha of Vili Rushalayim and Es Tzemach David were two separate blessings. Originally it was 18. And then by adding V'lam Al Shinim, it became 19. If originally it was 17 blessings, it was 17 blessings. So then there was a two-step process. They first added the V'lam al-Lashinim, which made it 18. And at a later point in time, they broke apart Es Tzemach David from Vili Rushalayim Yerucha. They wanted to separate these two concepts into one idea. You know, in the Birchas HaMazon, it was never separated. The Birchas HaMazon still remains as one. Now, Derech Agav, this is not the main topic, but Derech Agav, I have a drush, and that is there is one time a year when we have 18 blessings. One time a year, and that tefillah indeed captures the essence of tefillah. When is that? Rosh Hashanah. Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Chazal tell us Rosh Hashanah is a yoima arichta. It's a long day. It's a 48-hour day. And they are hanaf b'nis lahalacha. There are enough gemines lahalacha that on Rosh Hashanah it's considered to be a long day. If it's a long day when we daven musaf on the first day and then daven musaf again on the second day, it's really 18 blessings. Or if you want to say that the chazaras hashatz. Let's say we'll take only one day at a time. So we daven 9 blessings, and the Shliach Tzibur repeats the Shemona Esrei with 9 blessings, for a grand total of 18 blessings. So the number 18 really does appear for real on Rosh Hashanah. Either it appears because on each day we daven 9 and the Shliach Tzibur repeats for a grand total of 18, or if you want to say, just follow your own private Shemona Esrei, since today it's universal, at least in Golus, that we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's 9 plus 9, it's 18. And indeed, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is possibly, it's very likely, the most potent tefillah of the entire year. It's where we declare everything you want to talk about tefillah is there. It's where we declare Hashem to be the Melech. We ask Hashem to remember us through the Shofar. The Shofar is the Akedah, the Mesiras Nefesh. It captures everything. The Musaf of Rosh Hashanah captures everything. And indeed, the number 18 is found in the Shmoyne Esrei of Rosh Hashanah Musaf. Nowhere else. Every day we're davening 19, 19, 19. 777. Or if it's a tinus, you could have 24. But you're not going to have 18 unless you look at Rosh Hashanah in this form. Now the reason why this number 18 is so powerful is because Chazal say that they, in order to assist us in reaching the requisite of Mo Hashem Elokecha Sholmei Mochim Liyir of 18 brachos, in order to reach that Mo, they gave us the Birchas HaShachar 18 more brachos. What are the 18 more brachos? So we have 15 here, plus an additional 3. What are the additional 3? It's not so clear. One thing is for sure, Elokai Neshama is one. We thank Hashem for the return of the Neshama. Asher Yotzar is certainly one. That's already two. So now we're up to 16, 17. We need one more. What's going to be the 18th blessing that's going to be mashlim us into 18? Pashtus, I don't know. It's not so clear. Is it the Tilas Yodayim? Is it Birchas HaTorah? But it's three. Birchas HaTorah is really three. It's really three. It's Asher Kedushon B'mitzvah Yisrael La'asek Divrei Torah, V'Harevna, and then Asher Bochar Banu. So we want to group all those three into one. Maybe that's Taka true. I think Taka, some say it's similar like that. Some indeed want to learn like that. That the Birchas HaTorah indeed is one. Okay, but we'll put that aside for right now. But we certainly have 15 plus Asher Yotzar plus Elokai Neshama, and then L'chaira, it's going to be Birchas HaTorah. I have to work on it more.
Maybe it's the Tilas Yadayim and the Birchas HaTorah number somehow would be used for the ladies, because they can't say Tefillin and Tzitzis.
No, we're not including tefillin and tzitzis in the Birchas HaShachar. That's for sure not part of the calculation. Why? Because those are Birchas HaMitzvos. We're looking for 18 blessings to give just general thanks to Hashem. When you do a mitzvah, you gotta make a bracha. When you light the menorah, you make a bracha. When you take a little vinesh, you can make a bracha. Tefillin and tzitzis is a mitzvah, so that doesn't count in our 18. We're looking for 18 blessings of pure praise to Hashem. So the 15 that we say, Asher nosan la sechvi vino lahavchin ben yom uvein laila. I'm not doing anything. That's not a function. That is a birchos of shevach, of praise to Hashem. All the 15 blessings that we recite, starting with Asher Nosan Lasech Vivina, Lahavchin Ben Yom Ben Loila, this is pure praise. Shelo Yosani Goy, Shelo Yosani Oved, Shelo Yosani Isha, Pokeach Ivrim, Malbish Alumim, Matir Asurim, Zoykev Kufufim, Rokharus Alamoyim, Shosli Kol Tzarki, Oizer, Oiter, These are praise. Now, we're short three. We have a tradition. I don't know where this tradition comes from. I apologize. I didn't prepare adequately. But we have a tradition that there are three more. 18. What are the 18? What are the three more? Where? Show me. A tefillin? No. Because tefillin is not a praise, a general praise. Hashem, wow, look at this. You, the earth is solid, it's rock solid. The earth is not shaking. That's not, it's a mitzvah. You put on tefillin, this is a mitzvah. Tal, this is a mitzvah. What about Netilas Yodayim? No. Netilas Yodayim is problematic because it's a mitzvah. I'm doing something. I have to first wash my hands. I got to wash my hands in order to make that bracha. But Elokai Neshama is certainly part of the 18, because Elokai Neshama, you don't have to do anything. You wake up. You make the bracha. Elokai Neshama. Okay, so Netilas Yadayim. What about Asher Yotzar? Yes and no. Because Asher Yotzar, on the one hand, is you go to the bathroom, you do something. But the truth is, even if you don't go to the bathroom, you can make Asher Yotzar. Asher Yotzar is l'chor part of the Birchas HaShachar. So Asher, because it's a praise. Asher Yotzar Esodom v'chochma uvarovo. So Asher Yotzar and Elokai Neshama. And what's number 18? Where's number 18? That's only 17. 15 plus 2 is 17. What's number 18? Okay, I got to check it out. It could be that it's Birch, it could be that it's the Torah, because it could be that that's part of it, the Birchas HaTorah. It could be. We got to figure. It's very important to figure this out, because I'm going to show you why in a few moments. So probably we're not going to be able to finish this today. But I want to explain to you why it's critical. Before we conclude, we got to figure out what the 18 are. Let's assume for the moment it is one of the Birchas HaTorah. When we make Birchas HaTorah, what are we doing? Number one, there's a commandment. You have to learn. Vishinantam levonecha v'divar tabam. So learning Torah is no different than putting on tefillin and putting on a talis. Learning Torah is no different than shaking lulav and esrei. But for that, you only need one bracha. I don't need to have three brachas. And right now we're going to be very generous. We're going to say they're not. There's a general question. Is it three brachas or is it two brachas? Let's now go easy. And it's two brachas. Two brachas. And it'll be enough to me. Two brachas. We make Asher Kedushonu B'mitzvah V'tzivonu La'asoik B'divrei Soira. That's one bracha. And then when we say V'harevna, that's a continuation. So it's all one bracha. Vaharavna is a continuation of La'asoik B'divrei Soira. And the next bracha, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Ho'amim, what is that? That is praise. That is not a bracha that we need to recite before we learn. That is general praise of Hashem. Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Ho'amim, no different than the other praise that we give Hashem, even if we do not engage in any activity. Now, why am I so desperate to find you this magic number 18? Because I want to tell you a chiddush. And that is, these 18 blessings correspond, and this is going to be the homework for next week, these 18 blessings correspond to the 18 blessings of the Shemona Esrei. When Chazal gave us an additional 18 blessings to be mashlim, the Mea Brachas, or because of these 18, we're going to have to find a direct parallel between the 18 of the Birchas HaShachar and the 18 of the Shemona Esrei. Now, once we know we're going to match it up to the Shemona Esrei, we also know that since in the Shemona Esrei there are really 17, 18, 19, Shemona Esrei is a variable number. Okay, there's some funny noises over there. The Shemona Esrei is really a variable number. It's either 17, 18, or 19. Because originally it started out as 17, and then they broke up Esemach David, and Yerushalayim into two, and then they added Vlam Al Shinim. So it really started as 17, somehow turned into 18, then turned into 19. Likewise, if you notice, the brachas that we're dealing with over here are also not so simple, the Birchas HaShachar. I'm trying to find the number 18, but I'm getting into trouble because what about where does Netilas Yadayim fit in? And also, if you're going to include Birchas HaTorah, is Birchas HaTorah one blessing? Is it two blessings? Is it three blessings? So you're getting into a complicated number game. And you should know, I really believe firmly that it's by design that the numbers are so confusing, because Chazal, the principle, Ein HaBrocha Mitzuya Ela Bidavar Hasamui Min Ha'ayin. Blessing is only found in something that you cannot count. When something is too defined, it's too clearly defined, then there's no room for blessing. That's a general rule. we discussed this principle many times with the Yud Gimel Midos Shahat, the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. There are 13 attributes of Rachamim. Now you go try to figure them out. Good luck. All we know is that they begin Vayavor Hashem al Pono Vayikra Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Mechan Erech Apar Rav Chesed Yemes Nois Chesed Lo Alafim Nois Ova Vesha Vechato Vinakei Vinakei Lo Yinakei Pekeit Avay Novos Al Bonim Al Bnei Bonim Al Shleshim Al Ribeim. Now that's the whole pasuk. Where in that whole pasuk are the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim? You only have about 10 opinions, and each opinion doesn't agree with the other opinion. So if we can't find the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim in the number 13. Why? Because it's by design. The Rachamim, this that Hashem has Rachmanis upon Klal Yisrael, there's no greater blessing. There is no greater blessing in the world than the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us the 13 attributes of Rachamim. And since there's a rule, Ein HaBerocha Mitzuya Ela B'Dovar HaSomui Min HaAyin, blessing is only found in abstractions. You're not going to be able to define blessing. It can't be that we're going to figure out with ease, with no disagreement, the 13 midos of Rachamim in the pasuk. It's just too confusing. All we know is that it starts with the word Vayavor Hashem al Pono Vayikra, and it ends Al Bonim al Shleishim Val Ribeim. Where in the middle, from that beginning to that end, are the 13 midos of Rachamim? I don't know, and no one knows. There are only 10 opinions, and each of the 10 opinions can be splintered into more opinions, exactly what that means. So the same thing is true when it comes to tefillah. Tefillah is the greatest weapon we have. It's the greatest baracha. And tefillah has 18. What more do you want? It's the Shemona Esrei. Who doesn't call the Amidah the Shemona Esrei? Who doesn't call the Shemona Esrei? Problem is, it's never 18. Where is the 18? It's 19, it's 7, 9, or 24. That's it. That's where it starts and ends. Or maybe it's 1, Havineinu. Havineinu, or a Tefillah Kitzara 3. You can have a 3 blessings or 1 blessing. It can be 1, 3, 7, 9, 19, 24. How do you like that? Never do you have the number 18. What's going on? How is that possible? So I told you a drush. The drush is that in Rosh Hashanah, you have 18. You have 18 in Rosh Hashanah if you want to count the 2 days, Yom HaRichta, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, 9-9. Or you want to count even a single day of Rosh Hashanah, you together with the Shlich Tzibur, you have 18. Okay, that's a drush. But there's another 18, and this is going to shed light on the 18, and that is there are 18 blessings in the Birchos HaShachar. These are Mesorah. Chazal added to our daily activities. Don't just make a bracha before you eat food, when you daven Shemona Esrei, when you say Kriya Shema, and when you do mitzvahs. Because if you're just going to make the bare minimum of blessings before you do the mitzvahs, and when you daven, you just make the blessings that you have to make just to get through the day, guess what? You're not going to reach the requisite of 100 blessings. And you're not going to suffer from addiction. We want you to suffer from addiction. Addiction to Hashem. And in order for that to happen, there has to be 100. And unfortunately, the average person is never going to make it. You're not going to be an addict. It's not going to happen. So what do? We're going to make you an addict. We're going to set you up. How? By giving you 18 more blessings to push you over the edge. Like giving you a nice drink of alcohol. You didn't have enough. We'll give you more to make sure you become an addict to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, we're giving you 18. Yeah, excuse me now. What are the 18? Oh, you wonder what the 18 are. Oh, good luck. Good luck Just like you can't figure out what the 18 blessings are in the Shemoneh Esrei, you're not going to be able to figure out so quickly what the 18 blessings are that Chazal gave you in the morning to reach the requisite. But one thing is for sure, it's 18. And it's not a coincidence that it's 18, because there are 18 blessings in the Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, that gives us the right to suggest that there's a connection between the two. And now we have to figure out what is the connection. We have to match up the 18 mysterious blessings in Birchos HaShachar to the 18 blessings in the Shemoneh Esrei, and it will have an incredibly great advantage. You know what the advantage is? It will define for us the essence of the blessing. If you can tell me the long bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Okel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanara, Kel Elyon, Gomel, Chasad. It's a very long bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Avraham. You know, I'm not so smart. Just summarize the blessing for me in a few words. And you know what the answer is? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Olam, Sheloi Osani Goy. That's number one. Go to every bracha. We're going to match them up. What is the essence of the first bracha? It's like a mystery. What is the essence of the first bracha? Avraham, Yitzchak, these are the Ovois. These are the people who made us Havdalah. We're not the Umay Sa'olam. Asher Bocha, Hashem selected us. The Sheloi Osani Goy. Okay, number two. What's the second bracha? The second bracha is Techias HaMeisin. That should be easy. It's not so easy because we have two brachas that talk about Techias HaMeisin. What are the two blessings of Techias HaMeisin? What do we have in Techias HaMeisin? Roifei Choylim. One of the forms of Tchias HaMeisim is Samech Neiflim, Roifei Choylim, Atra Surim. We have Roifei Choylim. We have Refuah. Refuah is a form of Tchias HaMeisim. But in the Shemoneh Esrei, we also have a special bracha of Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael. Refa'enu Hashem v'nei Roifei, Hoshem v'nei Vosheya. Now, it's not a coincidence that in the Birchas HaShachar, we make pretty much the same bracha twice, right? We said that it's a given, the bracha of Elokai, Nishama, Shenasata, Bi, Taharihi. And how do we include the bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Machazir, Nishamois, Lifgarim, Mesim. So doesn't that tell us without a shadow of a doubt that the bracha of Elokai, Nishama, corresponds to the bracha of Techias HaMeisim? And then the last bracha of Hamavir Sheino Me'enoi Usnuma Me'afapoi, and we conclude, the bracha and Birchas HaShachar concludes HaMachazir, there concludes Bracha HaGomel Chasodim Toivim li amo Yisrael. Okay, it concludes with Goimel Chasodim Toivim li amo Yisrael, and it begins with Hamavir Sheino Me'enoi Usnuma Me'afapoi, which is also an element of coming back from the dead. But the end of this bracha mentions the Chesed that Hashem does to Klal Yisrael. Let me clarify this point. This point we discussed, maybe we did not discuss. All the Mefarshim ask a question: why do we have a bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei of Asher Yotzar? So I'm getting a little bit confused over here. So this is where I'm getting into trouble. So we have to really clarify. Let me just lay out the question. I'm not going to give the answer. I'll lay out the question because I have to do more research to put this all together in a more orderly fashion. But I think we did this value in what we did today. There are three blessings in the Birchos HaShachar that appear to be the same to a very large degree. There's the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Asher Yotzar, Es Ha'adam, B'chochma, V'chulu, V'chulu. And what's the end of the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem roifei chol basar umafli la'asos. You heal all flesh. Then there is the bracha of Elokai neshama shenasata b'tehorihi. Okay, so here atah v'rasata yitzarta. I don't call you restore a neshama to a dead body. To a degree, that's very similar to a refuah. When a person is sick, he's half dead. An ill person is a person on the way out. There's a similar principle in this blessing. And the last blessing is Hamavir Sheina Meinoi Usnuma Meafapoi. You remove sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyelids. Now, it doesn't talk about being dead, but a person when he's not present. Okay, they're not exactly the same, obviously, but they all touch upon a similar principle of a person who is not fully here and is restored. And then to make questions even more difficult, there's a fourth blessing of Hanoisein Layoef Koyach. So to make matters really complex, there are four blessings in the Birchos HaShachar that are very similar. Asher Yotzar, which concludes with Roifei Chol Bosar, you heal all flesh, you are restoring man who is ill. There is the bracha of Hanoisein LaYoef Koyach, someone who is weak and tired. You restore, you give him, you invigorate him. There is the bracha of Elokai Neshama, which mentions Hamachazir Neshamois Lifgarim Esim, and the bracha of Hamavir Sheino Meino, you remove sleep from my eyes, Usnuma Meyaf Apoi. There are similarities. In the Shemona Esrei, there are also a lot of similarities. There is the bracha of Techiyas HaMeisim. There is the bracha of Roifei Cholei Amo Yisrael. There is the bracha of Vlamal Shinim Al Tehi Sik V'chol Aminim Kerega Yoved V'chol Oyvei Amcha Migreis V'yazeid Meir Asake U'Shaber, that Hashem should remove our enemies, the people who are trying to destroy us. Also refers to a restoration from weakness, from a state of weakness. And where else in the Shemona Esrei do we have mention in restoration? Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu b'Amcha Yisrael v'sfilosam v'hoshev es ha'avoda. Restore the avoda, lidvir beisecha. Hamachazir shechina, so return your shechina, letzion. Pretty clear. Okay, from all the blessings of the Shemona Esrei, Ritzei discusses restoration. Okay, what else? Geula is restoration. Re'ena ve'onyenu. The bracha of refuah is restoration. The bracha of mechayei mesim is restoration, and then v'lam al shinim is our enemies. Is that restoration? Let's put that aside. Let's put it away for now. So we really have four. There are four blessings that clearly discuss us in a weak state. We are in a weak state, and we need redemption. We need tchias amesim. We need you to restore your shechina, and we need refuah. Okay, those are clear as day. And there are four blessings in the Birchas HaShachar that also mention restoration. Hanoisin LaYoev Koach, Hamavir Sheino Meino Yisnuma Meyav Apoi, and Elokai Neshama, and Asher Yotzar, Rofei Chol Bosar Mafli Lasais. Those four somehow must correspond to each other. And by figuring out which one corresponds to the other, we're opening up new information to clearly differentiate one from the other. The more information we have, the more material we're given to be able to clarify the difference between the various blessings. Okay, and so we have to continue this analysis, Yirtzeh Hashem, next week, to clearly break up the 18 blessings, the supposedly 18 blessings in the Birchos HaShachar, with the 18 blessings in the Shemoneh Esrei, and to see how they all correspond one to the other. And the advantage we're going to have is, because we're going to be able to compare one to the other, it will give us more clarity in describing the essence of the blessings. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
My
thank
pleasure,
you.
My pleasure.
Shkaya, Shkaya.
Rameir, Shalom
Aleichem. I didn't know until the last minute.
Neither did I. Did Yankee ever make it online? What happened to Yankee?
I made it online.
Oh, you're here.
You hear me?
Yes, yes. You're the iPhone?
Yeah, now we hear you.
Okay, great.
I was here the whole time.
Great, okay, thank you. This is all Yankee's doing.
Can you record this?
Yes, yes. I'll put it up. I'll send it to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Tomorrow.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Rabbi Fry,
I didn't know
you were having it.
Neither did I. I called the Bianchi at 7:15. I didn't know either. We decided the last minute.
I see you have a new bunker.
Mayor, we're in Kailo. This is Night Seder, you know?
Yeah, but this Night Seder, I've been there
this month.
I've been here since it started.
Okay.
You know? I learned how to first day Asher Yatzar in this year.
Baruch Hashem, this is very good.
May I have regards for you from David. David sends you regards.
Yeah.
He's very concerned about your daughter. He's very concerned about your daughter. He asked me a lot of questions. He asked you a lot of questions about your daughter.
Yeah.
He's very...
What about your bunker? Is this the Hasidish bunker?
This is the Hasidish bunker, yeah. I'm the only one that has permission to be here, but I have a lot of bandits who have broken in here.
And they're listening to this year?
No, there's no one here. Now there's no one here. There's no one here now. Empty, totally empty. They had it in the beginning when it was very dangerous in the very beginning. So the guy, there was two guys. They went in the basement. They cleaned up the basement and they sat in the basement. I had
the
whole.
A big shayla. The guy, the Rav of Rabat Shlomo, sent a shayla to Rav Sternbach. If you're allowed to be Maisa, you know, the guy who's sick with Corona, who's running around.
What's a shayla? Why is it a shayla? Why is it a shayla?
He said, absolutely.
What's the shayla?
Definitely sick.
They're not going to kill him. They're not going to kill him. No one's killing him. Moshe says he's going to kill someone. No one's killing anyone.
But he did say that a lot of the other rules from the city, from the government, which are only a specs faker, for example, he says they put a closure. He says a quarantine. Quarantine doesn't mean it's good, you're killing people. Quarantine means that's for their management, easier for them. So for that, you have to have a bezin. Your bezin should warn him, give him a knas, and if you can't deal with it, then you give him over. But you can't, if a person has corona, is in the street where he shouldn't be, you give him over right away. But if it's a question of other rules, you know, so,
how's my Eisen doing? How's my Eisen doing? How's he feeling?
I haven't heard any news for 3 days from the shul. So I don't know what that means.
Mr. Glatter, how are you? Good to see you. Mr. Glatter, it's good to see you.
Huh?
It's good to see you, Mr. Glatter.
Yeah, Shalom Aleichem, actually. He's like a block away from me, and this is the first time I've seen him in 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
All right. I can't, Mr. Glad, I can't hear you. You're muted. You have to unmute yourself to speak. Oh, Mrs. Gladder. Shalom Aleichem. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You're muted. You have to unmute yourself. You have to click on the microphone. Mr. Gladder, on your screen where you see there's an icon. Oh, you got it. You got it.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Now you got it. Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Now I can hear you. Now I can hear you. Excellent. How are you?
Okay, Baruch Hashem. I explained to Susan about Yehuda Al-Khasim.
What, you need an excuse for shaving tonight?
They show.
I need a haircut, but I can't find a barber.
Your wife.
My wife.
I don't have a good shave. You need polish. You don't need a barber. You need polish.
Yeah. My furniture polish. You know why furniture polish? Because my Rebbe said it's when I stick holes. So you need furniture polish.
I don't think he said. I think he just said you were Mr. Klutz.
No, shtick holes. You know what a klutz is? A klutz is, if you remember the old butcher shops, there was that wooden block where the butcher cut the meat. That was called a klutz. Check with Google. Look up klutz.
Rabbi Ephraim, are you taking a shave?
Of course.
No.
Of course. I gotta go
Hang on another 4 weeks.
I gotta go to a funeral tomorrow. You wanna come with me?
Who?
I'm going to this fellow, Mr. Goldstein. It's by the Interboro. The Interboro. 1:30. I gotta be there at 1:30. They told me.
Why?
I gotta go. I knew him so well. I can't not nice of me not to go.
Which Goldstein?
You don't know who he is. He was 9. He lived in Florida. I haven't seen him in at least 10 years. I haven't seen him in 10 years.
Which cemetery?
I'll tell you, is Mount Lebanon. Mayor, you know where that is? Mount Lebanon? What?
It's an exit on the entrance of Mount Lebanon. It's on Murder Avenue.
I gotta go there tomorrow, 1:30. I was told like this. They said they're only allowing exactly 9 people. And everyone has to come with a mask and gloves. No one's allowed a shovel because they don't want you touching the shovel. Like you're gonna contaminate it. And you have to stand at a distance. So there are people that wanna come. There are actually people that you know, they knew him. And they want to be there.
They also don't have enough shovels. That's why they're doing that with the shovel.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Well, they don't want anyone touching the shovel.
I'm telling you, they're going to have at least 10, 15 funerals at the same time. They don't have enough shovels.
Well, they're not going to clean. They're not interested in cleaning the shovels after every funeral. They're not going to go clean the shovels after every funeral. So they say, look.
You wear gloves. What's your problem? You wear gloves.
Who says your gloves are clean? They don't have time to pashka with your gloves. They don't care about your gloves.
If everyone is wearing their own gloves, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, but you picked something up on your gloves, and your gloves is going to transfer it to someone else.
I'm not interested in shoveling,
no,
don't worry.
Person's also wearing gloves.
A glove is a transmitter.
But if everyone's wearing gloves, it can transmit from glove to glove. When you finish, you take off your gloves and you throw it away.
It can transmit in the air. There's no protection from this. Just being in the air is a sakana.
Where are you now, Rabbi Levine?
Okay. Sorry?
Where are you now?
I'm now in a shul. I'm now in a Schmidman shul. There's no one here.
Rabbi Schmidman shul.
Totally empty. I have it.
You have it.
Yeah. It's not. He didn't write it. They were malachi. They took it. They went and they compiled. They cut and paste.
But he gives you all the sources.
Yeah. It's very good. It's a cut and paste job.
Yeah. What?
It's a cut and paste job. They took his all of his farm and they chopped it up and they made it into a haggadah.
Okay.
Mayor, how can we only see your eyes? We only see your whole panim, the hadras panim. Oh, now we see the whole person. All right.
I can't see you because this is so small the telephone that I have to bring it close to see you.
Uh-huh. Okay, I understand.
If I bring it close, that's why you only see me, you know, I'm...
Okay, okay, I understand.
I'm not looking at the camera.
Okay.
Now I'm looking at the camera, you see? But now I'm looking at you, so it's, that's why I don't need my glasses either, because I can see you when you're a close distance.
I'm going to have to say good evening. Good,
good evening. Have a good Shabbos. Be good well. Night, best regards.
Don't forget Sfira and Shrish Chodesh. You should sit down for a studa tonight.
I have my studa. I'm waiting for dessert.
You have food? I don't have any food.
When am I going to see your beard, Agar? That's what I want to see. I have to like it. The more it grows, the better you look.
Ugh. I don't like beards.
Yeah. You know, leave the goatee. Just shave the sides.
All right, we'll talk. Talk.
Okay, gentlemen, good night.
Good night.
I'm not going to be here tomorrow, Reverend Brian.
Everything okay?
Yeah, but I got to be tomorrow in the morning. Get up 5 o'clock. I gotta go.
All right, behatzlacha. Everything should go good. Refuah shleima.
Okay.
Refuah shleima. Be well. Be well. Rabbi Shleiman. Okay. Aleichem shalom. How are you? We just had a shiur, and now we're gonna do daf yomi. Okay. Give me 3 minutes, okay? I just want to go to the bathroom and get something to drink, okay? I'll be right back. Rabbi Shol, how's Rabbi Bergman share today?
Unfortunately, I missed it.
Israel, there was a COVID-19 patient reinfected after release from the hospital. Where this is an elderly man, and he tested twice negative. He was hospitalized because he had COVID-19. And then he got tested him, and he was negative. And then they tested him again, like the next day, he was negative, so they released him from the hospital. Then he got reinfected somehow. And they put him back in the hospital and they put him on a ventilator.
Yada v'yovoy.
Ah. Ah. Olam haba is a good zach. And we're learning Torah is the best zach. Vavek yaduach. Right. Where's the other people over here? What happened to Shimon Obmeister? Who called me on the phone here? Spam? Call over here, Shimon Obmeister. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nihyeh bidvaroi.
Amen.
We are the people. We are the people. Let's begin. They don't want to come. Nothing I can do. Alright, let's begin. Let's learn. Sholim is here. Everyone is here.